It's that time on the radio here in Spain where it's time for Blevins Franks. And this week we'll be talking to Bill Blevins and Brett Hansen on how Spanish wealth tax can impact your assets and pensions, and also including an update on whether it impacts UK pensions. Before we start, though, was there anything in the news that you'd like to highlight this week, Bill?
Well, what interests me may not necessarily be of keen interest to all of our listeners. I was, of course, saddened and shocked at the death of Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, and, of course, his funeral has now taken place, a much less celebrated funeral than one would normally have expected from the consort to the Queen, but that's the sort of thing that I understand he would have wished less fuss, and, of course, the COVID restrictions pretty much apply to everybody, so his funeral was necessarily limited. May he rest in peace. I think given that these are, generally speaking, financially orientated interviews between us, I was reading about the markets this week, which have been, you know, again, fairly a good market, up and down a little, but getting towed along by the economic outlook, which seems to be unexpectedly positive. But the key questions, I think, are, is, you know, where is the fuel going to come from for the next leg of the equity markets journey? Secondly, at what speed will those markets travel? And frankly, last of all, I saw an item in a financial journal which talked about what are the potential potholes ahead. And I think of all of them, everybody is of a consensus that the federal rate interest hikes are, if they come, more likely to matter because of the impact on inflation than corporate tax hikes. So the word of warning for all of us is don't ignore inflation. It's sitting around the corner waiting to come back and bite our bottoms, as it were. I was also concerned about the level of continuing violence in Northern Ireland. It's a disruptive element within the United Kingdom. But I was desperately pleased to see that that has at least generated a meeting between Lord Frost and the European Commission Vice President, Marcos Sefcovic. They're going to meet, have met, I should say, to make an effort to continue to resolve the issues around the new trading arrangements. They're hoping to find a political steer for both teams on the outstanding issues. It's pretty clear that there has to be, in my opinion, and it is only my opinion, some elasticity in the manner in which this exceptional part of the island of Ireland is treated. It's disruptive to both the European Union and the UK. And of course, we, the government of the UK and of Ireland, work desperately hard to get the Good Friday Agreement in place. It would be enormously disappointing for that to be at risk. I think the last thing that caught my eye was the fact that many people are uncertain about the vaccines for COVID. Many people are uncertain that the statistics that they're giving us are correct. And I was interested to read in the middle of the week that almost a quarter of the individuals who've been registered as COVID deaths are not actually killed by the virus. That came from the Office of National Statistics. About 23% of the deaths are people who've died with COVID, but not necessarily from it. Of course, it yet has to be determined what impact COVID might have had on the underlying condition that did cause the death. But it's also very encouraging to see that the weekly deaths have fallen to the lowest level since last October, almost 6 months ago. And that, of course, leads to a bit of speculation on the back, on the part of politicians, Tory backbenchers included, to try and accelerate the release from the restrictions that now apply. I think the government will stay firm to their roadmap, and hopefully that will gradually unlock the public from this these various incarcerations and move us to a more or less restricted environment.
Yeah. Well, Bill, back to our financial topic. For newer residents in Spain, can you summarise what wealth tax is?
What wealth tax is? Yes, sure. So, I mean, Spain, of course, is still an incredibly well-favoured destination for British people wishing to enjoy a Mediterranean and, in particular, Spanish lifestyle. I understand that to the core. And that's a particularly a truism for retirees. There are huge benefits of living here in Spain, and with the wide variety of you know, property and locations, it does represent a dream home for pretty much everyone. Taxation, however, can spoil the dream without proper planning, and that is particularly true for what we might describe as wealthier individuals and families, because in addition to what you would expect from income and capital gains taxes, Spain additionally imposes an annual wealth tax. Now, most people are exempt from the tax in general. If you're a resident of Spain, you can only be affected if the net value of your worldwide assets is over €1 million. It can have a significant impact, however, on very wealthy individuals. And I know that there are many who live within the footprint of our interviews. There's a lot of people who would love to live in Spain, but actually who in some cases are turned off because they're concerned wealth tax will have too big an impact. But as you would expect me to say, with specialist advice from the experts at Blevins Franks and careful planning, it is possible to achieve the dream for wealthy expatriates of living here, because you can usually and legitimately minimise your overall tax liability in Spain, particularly on your investment capital. As I say, if you're a resident of Spain, wealth tax applies to your worldwide assets, not just those in Spain. There is a tax-free allowance for non-residents. There's a tax-free allowance, and for non-residents, it affects Spanish assets only. It's payable on the total net value of your taxable assets at the end of each year, valued at the 31st of December. The tax is actually payable on the value of most of your capital assets, such as real estate, savings and investment, shareholding, jewellery, art, antiques, cars, boats, pretty much everything is included in the calculation. So it offers a fear factor to a lot of wealthy individuals, but as I say, with appropriate tax planning, it's possible to mitigate or even reduce the wealth tax to lower levels and in some cases down below the threshold.
What are the rates and allowances like?
Well, every individual, resident or otherwise, has a tax-free allowance of €700,000. And that because of the authority given to the Spanish autonomous regions, can vary quite a bit. For example, in the Comunidad Valenciana, where the allowance is only €500,000. Spanish residents can get an additional allowance of up to €300,000 against the value of their main home, and that excludes any properties you may own through a corporate structure. So therefore, you know, a married couple living here in Spain and owning property in joint names could potentially have a total tax-free allowance of €2 million for wealth tax purposes, which is why I said to you that, you know, it doesn't apply in general to everybody, but it does apply to people with assets above that €2 million level. I mean, that said, the wealth tax is an individual tax in Spain, so each partner to a marriage has to submit separate wealth tax returns. The state progressive wealth tax rates start at a very low level of 0.2% on assets up to 167,129 after the allowances, and rise up to 2.5%, which of course is punitive. But it only applies on assets valued at over approximately €10.6 million. So it will apply to few people. But for those few people who bring increased wealth into the economy of Spain, it is a punitive tax regions, a punitive tax charge. The autonomous regions do change these rates. So you need to establish where you're going to be living and what the rates will be in that area. Wealth tax isn't, generally speaking, payable on the contents of your home, other than things like, I've already mentioned, art and vehicles, etc. When you're calculating your net taxable wealth, any loans, approved loans that you have, are deductible, provided they were not used to buy or invest in assets which are actually exempt from wealth tax. For Spanish residents, and I guess that's most of the people listening to us, there is a rule which establishes that your cumulative wealth and income tax liabilities cannot exceed 60% of your personal income taxable amount. So when you have calculated your income taxable amount, your wealth tax and income tax liabilities cannot exceed 60% of that number. So there is a kind of a cap on it, but as I say, it can also be a factor which affects the thinking of a lot of people who would otherwise choose to live in Spain. They need, if they are concerned, to talk to people like Blevins Franks, who have expertise in the organisation, management and planning for such taxes. And in, as I say, I would say most cases, we are able to reduce the liability to wealth tax, especially on investment assets, down to very, very low levels indeed, and in many cases to zero.
Do many countries impose a wealth tax like this? If I remember, Bill, it was abandoned here in 2008, but reinstated a couple of years later. Do you think it's here to stay? Yeah.
Well, you'll remember that we had the economic crisis back in 2008, 2009. There were a number of economies that decided that they would attack the wealthier, and wealth tax was introduced in a number of places. It was later abandoned in Spain and reintroduced as a temporary tax. It's been temporary for pretty much the best part of the last 10 or 11 years, and it now looks like a permanent feature of the Spanish tax regime to me. As I say, there are only a few countries in the world that actually impose a wealth tax. And funnily enough, it was at one point suggested by Dennis Healey, the then Labour Chancellor of the Exchequer, that they might introduce a wealth tax in the UK, following on from one that was introduced in the Republic of Ireland. It got a huge amount of raspberries blown at that suggestion, and it disappeared off the agenda. But we do have a number of countries who have wealth tax. Spain, of course, patrimonio, as I say, the tax is progressive at rates between 0.2 and an enormous 3.75% on top of all other taxes based on your net assets. Bear in mind that the regional changes can make quite a big difference. For example, as I say, in Valenciana, the tax rates range from 0.25 to 0.35, which is exceptional compared to most other autonomous regions. What other countries? Well, Norway has a wealth tax, again, at lower general rates than Spain. Switzerland has been probably the only successful wealth tax collector, because in most cases it collects less tax because of appropriate planning, I guess, than is estimated. But in Switzerland, it's been a fixture of the Swiss tax economy for a long time, and they do manage to collect a substantial amount of Swiss francs from the wealthier Swiss residents. Belgium has a wealth tax, again, at lower levels than Spain. And frankly, because of the current crisis in Argentina, they've also introduced a wealth tax there. And that's taxed at a basic rate of about 3.5%. But for assets you have outside the country, the tax rate is a whopping 5.25%. The Netherlands have a wealth tax. There are, as I say, only these limited countries that have introduced wealth tax as part of their overall taxing economy. And if you are listening to this and you are in a set of circumstances where you believe wealth tax may attack your wealth, it is an appropriate time to sit down and talk to one of the partners or senior partners of Blevins Franks to ensure that you've reviewed everything and made certain that you haven't volunteered for unnecessary taxation by simply not planning correctly.
Well, let's turn to Blevins Franks senior partner Brett Hansen now for some more detail. Brett, what sort of assets are liable for wealth tax?
Hello, Howard. Well, as Bill touched on, wealth tax is liable on assets such as property, bank accounts, investments, art and cars. So pretty much everything someone owns, other than general household contents, is potentially liable to wealth tax. Recently, I have been asked a few times about shareholdings in family companies and business assets, and they are not liable to wealth tax, but only if certain conditions are being met.
And what about UK pensions? Have there been any change since Brexit?
Well, although Brexit has not changed much in relation to taxes a UK national living in Spain has to pay, there are a couple of what I would say notable exceptions. One of them is that some UK pensions, which in the past would not have been liable to wealth tax because they qualified for certain exemptions, may now in fact need to be included. And this is because the UK is no longer in the EU or the EEA and is classed as a third country. So UK pensions which have a fund value, for example, personal pensions and self-invested personal pensions, or SIPs as they are often referred to, are now likely to be liable to wealth tax. And unfortunately, whilst, as Bill was saying, this tax tends to affect only the wealthy, I do believe that this change will lead to many more UK expatriates having to pay wealth tax, especially if they are living in an autonomous region where the wealth tax allowances have also been recently reduced.
So what's your advice for British expatriates here who are affected by wealth tax and have UK pensions?
I would say that for those British expatriates who are already paying wealth tax and have UK pensions, or are now likely to be going to be paying wealth tax because by adding their UK pensions to their other assets, their wealth will now be above the available allowances, they will have three options. One is to keep their UK pension plans and pay the wealth tax. Another is to keep their UK pensions and have to potentially defend their position with the tax authorities here in Spain if they don't start including them for wealth tax. And the third option, I would say, is for them to review their arrangements, and if they determine that the wealth tax will negatively affect them, then maybe they should consider transferring their pension or pensions into a Spanish or EU arrangement, which is eligible for the wealth tax exemptions and therefore not liable to this tax. So if you have a pension or a number of pensions which are now likely to be included as part of your assets for wealth tax, then maybe it is a good time to consider reviewing your situation and explore what are the options available to you by obtaining a personalised regulated advice.
And do you have any advice on how people can reduce their overall wealth tax bill in Spain?
Yeah, I often meet British nationals who have moved to Spain or are thinking of moving to Spain and are understandably quite shocked when they hear about this tax, as it is obviously something we are not used to or familiar with back in the UK. However, the good news is that there are structures or solutions which can minimise this tax, not just on pensions, but also on investments and other assets. Some of these solutions takes advantage of the rule Bill referred to earlier, where total wealth and income for a Spanish tax resident in Spain cannot exceed 60% of taxable income. Other solutions legitimately minimise this tax by other means. So if wealth tax or other Spanish taxes concern any of your listeners, Howard, then I do recommend that they contact their local Plevins Franks office so that one of our partners can review the way they own or hold their assets and their current tax planning, and then see if there is some way we can legitimately lower their tax liabilities in Spain. With careful planning, your listeners may be able to structure their investments, assets and pensions in order to minimise or negate this wealth tax, whilst also achieve a number of other objectives.
That sounds interesting. The website is a good place of call.
Our website is blevinsfranks.com, and if you take a look at our website, you'll see that we provide expert financial advice tailored for our clients' personal circumstances in order to help them make the most of living in Spain. I would also add, a cross-border firm like our own can also recommend tax-efficient opportunities in other countries, such as the UK, should you decide or have decided it is time to set your sights elsewhere or even return back to the UK. So again, if you would like to contact one of our local advisors or partners, then you can find your nearest Blevins Franks office and the advisors within that office at our website, blevinsfranks.com.
Many thanks, Brett. I don't know if we're talking next week, are we?
No, I believe you're talking with Chris next week, so I'll be talking to you the week after.
Okay, in a fortnight. Look forward to it. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Howard.